Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 17, letter number 6430. And Baruch Hashem, the first of Menachemov, Tavshi Yud Ches. I just noticed that sometimes the Rebbe writes Rosh Chodesh, and sometimes the Rebbe writes first. He writes it Alf Menachemov because we'll see the content of the letter. There was a chassid who was teaching, and I guess some people didn't like him. Either they didn't like Chabad, or they didn't like what he said, and somebody actually hit him. And the Rebbe is writing to the person that was beaten. So the Rebbe writes like this, or maybe the Rebbe doesn't want to put in Rosh Chodesh. He puts Aleph Menachemov in this. It's not a Rosh Chodesh letter. It's an Aleph Menachemov letter. Brooklyn. Shalom Ubracha. It says, I heard, it reached me, the news, the strange news, as somebody raised their hand on you in connection with your work, your holy work, education on pure holiness, meaning authentic Jewish education. And as they informed me that the one who raised his hand as if to say he was being a zealot and he was standing up for Hashem, it's a holy zealot, he had hatred for Chabad, hatred for Hasidus, and he raised his hand as an expression of his sort of imaginable being a zealot for holiness for Hashem. The Rebbe says, for sure, it did not cause you to become downtrodden. Your spirit has not fallen on you. Because in the inner matter, he did not raise his hands against you. Even if that was the case, the Rebbe says in the parenthesis, you know what is said in their sages, say that anybody who raises a hand on another Jewish person, the Rebbe doesn't even want to say that it's called a Russia, what the person that raises a hand. But he didn't raise the hand against you because look at the Rebbe saying it.
Marty, could you go on mute?
Rebbe says in this case, he actually raised his hands on me. He was saying it was the Rebbe that he was beating up.
Yeah.
The Rebbe says, and possibly, it's mostly against me because you are only my shliach. The Rebbe wants this person to understand that he didn't beat up on him personally, but basically he beat up on the Rebbe because it's mainly on me, because you're doing my work, you're my shaliach. But the Rebbe is trying to say to him like this, just like the one, that person, did not leave any mark to weaken the work in generally. He didn't impact me, the Rebbe says. What he did, it's not going to weaken at all. So the Rebbe says, it's my strong hope that he should not be able to impact a weakness on you in your work. On the contrary, you should add more force and more awakening, more encouragement, and may the blessed Hashem succeed you with tremendous success. And this will also add in everything that you need spiritually until physically, menefesh v'ad bosor, the Rebbe blessed him for good news and all the above. See how the Rebbe takes this situation and actually encourages not to allow for this to weaken you or soften you. The Rebbe evidently is very, very upset that somebody would do something like that. But the Rebbe doesn't want that person who was hit should, God forbid, become less discouraged, become discouraged or less involved. And the Rebbe says, they beat up on me. It's me. Besides the fact anybody who raises a hand is called a Rasha, but they're fighting with me. And you're just my shaliach. The Rebbe says, it doesn't affect me. It shouldn't affect you either. The Rebbe blesses him that you should even do more. And the more you'll do, this will add in all the blessing for you physically and spiritually.